Motor Talk with David Berthon, thanks to oscarconnect.com.au, connecting car sellers with car buyers.
Back in 2012, Hyundai launched the Veloster Sports Coupe, a striking car, somewhat divisive in the styling department, but rather clever, with two doors on the curbside and one long door on the driver's side, marrying the style of a coupe and the functionality of a hatchback. Hyundai last September launched an upgraded 2020 Veloster range with minor styling updates, a new interior, more multimedia and more safety equipment. Available in three grades, an all-new 2-litre naturally aspirated four-cylinder and the 1.6-litre turbo upgraded in two models, Turbo and Turbo Premium. All three front-drive models available in manual or automatic, the entry 2-litre manual from $29,490 running to $41,990 for the top flight 1.6 Turbo Premium. I tested the entry manual Veloster. The first series was no skyrocket, but I found this later series totally uninspiring as a sports model. Certainly less harsh and more refined to the first series, however, to gain any sort of reasonable performance, it had to be pushed very hard. The chassis is certainly better, now with nice steering, brakes and handling, however, it's just simply lacking in get up and go. Obviously, the 1.6-litre turbo Velosters are the one to own if you like sports performance. The 2-litre lacking usable torque and having to be pushed at all times to gain anything like a sports performance. I'm David Berthon.